Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjublilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
Welcome to University Matters on Campus FM 103.7. I'm Patricia Cavalleri, and in this series we shall be hearing from academics about their research and from students and other members of the campus community about the many activities which will be taking place during the coming year. I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio today for University Matters on Campus FM, Dr. Mario Parch. Just a few words about my guest. Dr. Parch is a resident senior lecturer of Italian at the Faculty of Education of the University of Malta, responsible for the PGCE course of studies, STEP, the Student Teachers Professional Development e-portfolio, and coordinator of the Masters in Education course in Italian Teaching and Learning. Besides language teaching methodology, his main areas of interest include foreign language teaching and learning. He's in direct collaboration with various international universities and institutions, both in Europe and in the USA, and is author of various academic papers and chapters in books. He's currently the leader of the Subject Proficiency Assessment, SPA, national project in the Maltese Islands, about which we will be speaking, responsible for its design, development and implementation, as well as for its national rollout in both state and non-state schools. Dr. Parch has recently also been appointed by the Ministry of Education and Employment to coordinate the national rollout of the Learning Outcomes Framework, LOF. All these acronyms, and assessment programs, wherein he will participate in the identification, the implementation, and promotion strategies of its rollout at national level. Dr. Parch is also responsible for the development, management, and delivery of a number of in-house training courses of Italian for commercial purposes and Italian for call centres for various private and public companies across the Maltese Islands. Welcome to the programme, Dr. Parch.
Thank you very much.
This is the second time we're meeting to discuss the SPA, the Subject Proficiency Assessment. The first time it was still at pilot stage, and now it's going to be developed further. So it will be interesting to see, as the programme progresses, how the process has worked out, really. But I would like to start off with just a sort of devil's advocate question, really, because I'm obviously very keen on the idea of learning foreign languages. But what is the importance of knowing a foreign language for these students? And we're dealing with secondary, for primary and secondary school students here. Well, what's the importance for them, really, to know a foreign language, really?
Unfortunately, we still have quite a good number of people who believe that learning a foreign language is needed by those who would like to work in a restaurant, maybe, or want to become teachers of a foreign language, when in reality, foreign languages have today become indispensable across the board. In fact, in the Barcelona summit of 2002, it was established that the target by 2020 is to have all countries in Europe, or rather, all persons in European countries by 2020 to know at least two foreign languages plus the mother tongue. Now, in our case in Malta, we do not consider English as a foreign language because English and Maltese are both official languages. So when we're speaking about foreign languages, we're speaking about French, Italian, German, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese. And unfortunately, I think we're missing the boat. In fact, if we take a very quick look at statistics, at MATSEC statistics, SEC statistics, we realize that we have about 35% of our 16-year-olds who are failing to sit for a foreign language exam at SEC level. Now, this is very worrying, not only because all students in Malta are obliged to study a foreign language at school, that's the Education Act, but even more because our major two industries on the island are tourism followed by iGaming. And these two industries are based on a knowledge of foreign languages.
But as you say, some people do look at it as perhaps useful for a job opportunity. But the young person in their home at the moment, using the internet, for example, it's so English-based.
That's right. And I would say American-based.
Well, American-based, yes.
That's right.
That our young people, even if their command of English is not really of the best, still would manage to navigate the internet very, very well. And I imagine that young people spend a lot of time on the internet.
And that's one of the main problems today, because even the Broadcasting Authority surveys show clearly that our youngsters do not longer watch TV, for example, because the most, or we can say all of our youngsters, spend their time at home either chatting or surfing on the net or playing on the PlayStation. And as you rightly said, it's all American English. And we might have the wrong impression that if I know English, I'm okay. If I know English, I will have no problems. But reality is different. In fact, quite recently, there was a paper published in America about the recession that hit the United States recently. And one of the main reasons is that Americans lack a knowledge of foreign languages. I mean, English is a lingua franca. Okay, but that's not enough. In fact, many studies show that a knowledge of foreign languages can give you that cutting edge. Especially, not only in job interviews. We have to remember, we have to keep in mind that when we study a foreign language, or we teach a foreign language, we're not just teaching the language. We're teaching the culture of the people who speak that language. And that is cultural enrichment. Now, especially for work purposes, even in everyday life purposes, if you lack this type of cultural enrichment, you're missing a great deal on many other things. So, my idea and my work is today focused on promoting the importance of foreign languages, not just in Malta, and not giving a preference to one language over another. That's not the issue. I mean, it doesn't make any difference if more students study French than German or than Italian. That's not the issue. The important thing is having, if possible, all our youngsters studying a foreign language, because it's very important for their personal life and for their future.
I know in the US, for example, there have been studies about the amount of Spanish that is spoken amongst, obviously, the Hispanic section of society, which is huge and the second most spoken language in America. And I think these studies show that the knowledge on the part of people who are involved with the Hispanic population, knowledge on their part, would really help to smooth any kind of problems that might, or challenges that might come about through not understanding the Hispanic culture.
That's right. There are some trends. One can see some trends. For example, lately in these last 5 or 10 years, there was a decrease in the number of people studying French across the world. There was an increase in Spanish, even in Malta, for example. In May 2015, last SEC examination session, there were more students who sat for Spanish than for German. I think it was the first time that this happened. So these are trends that very often are determined even by commercial aspects or other aspects which might not even be known to people. But these are trends that one has to keep in mind.
So let's move on to your actual assessment program. This was, when we last spoke, something very new. You had a pilot project going. Tell us about the pilot project, how it went, what you
so
did with it.
So the first phase of the pilot project started in 2014. We had a first group of students who were chosen to study Italian. The reason why these students were chosen, they were identified by their teachers because they were at risk of not making it for SEC and therefore quit studying the language. We had two state schools participating in the project. Now, this year, we've entered in the second phase of the pilot project, and we have enlarged the project from 2 state schools to 4 state schools, and we even have 6 chair schools who are participating in the project. And from 76 students last year, this year we have over 300 students participating in this project.
What are their ages?
Ages are always Form 3 students, so we're speaking about 13, 14-year-old students. We had some very good results. In fact, these results exceeded our expectations. Remember that these were the students who were most demotivated in class in studying the foreign language, and they were on the verge of quitting the language. Now, we had the first SPA national examination held in May last year, and we had 81% of the students who obtained a pass mark in the listening exam. We had 84% who passed the reading exam, 48% who passed the speaking exam, and 36% who passed the writing exam. So we had 87% of these students who obtained a level 1 certification, accredited certification in Italian, and now have moved on to level 2. And the most important aspect is that these students, 87% of these students, we're speaking about 70 students out of 76, instead of quitting the language, they have now moved on to a second, to level 2 MQF in Italian. Now, this is very important. And we must also remember that in this program, students are not necessarily obliged to pass from the 4 language skills. They can pass 2 or more language skills and are promoted. The reason is that very often, when you're studying a foreign language, you do not need the 4 skills. Preferably, you study them all 4. But, for example, if you work in a tourism industry, you will need to speak the language, you need to understand the language, you need to read the language, but very little do you need to write in the language. And this also helps those students who might have learning difficulties or learning disabilities. So if a student is, for example, dyslexic and has a problem with writing, he can still progress in the other skills of the language. And this is very motivating for the students.
I think, although you did obviously explain what the difference is between what we would understand as a normal SEC process and this new program, you did explain it in the last time we were on this program. Perhaps we just ought to describe how the program differs from the mainstream.
This program has a number of innovative aspects. First of all, it is based almost exclusively on communicative competence. So we're not studying language for its own sake. It's not how much language you know, but it's what can you do with the language you know. And that is a basic difference in the program we're offering. So students are encouraged to practice what they learn. And that is why we have decided to go for classes of 15 or 16 students, not more than 16 students in class, for the simple reason to give them enough time to practice what they're studying, what they're learning. Now, another important aspect is that we did away with the textbook. Unfortunately, we're used to having a textbook for each subject in class. Now, very often, this textbook limits the possibility and the opportunities for students in class. I mean, today, with all the material available on the net, it is much more motivating for students to use the net in class. We have to keep in mind that today, in each class, in every class, we have an interactive whiteboard, we have internet connection. In some classes, we even gave students the tablets. So it's useless having a tablet and having internet in class and having the interactive whiteboard if we stick to the textbook. I mean, they are two things which unfortunately do not go well together. So we've decided to give students the opportunity to serve the net in class, find material in class for the in Italian. And this year we have also, in the second phase of the pilot, we have also introduced French and German. Hopefully next year we will also have Spanish in the equation. So students are encouraged to study the language using the media they prefer, which is the net.
And the classes themselves, are they extra to the classes that they do normally? Where do you fit them in?
No, they are part and parcel of the normal timetable, school timetable. So the only difference is that when these students have Italian or French or German, instead of going with the mainstream class, they go for the SPA class. That's the only difference. Now, another important difference in the program is that we are giving equal importance to the 4 language skills, basic language skills. So it's no longer giving more emphasis to the writing aspect. We have to keep in mind that in the SEC examination, 75% of the final grade is based on the writing aspect. Now, in our program with the SPA, even in the national exam, we have equal weighting to the four basic skills. So it's 25% on each language skill. And one mark in a skill does not compensate for another skill. So if a student fails his writing skill, he will be certified in the other skills, but will not be certified in his writing skill.
But he's getting something out of it.
He is getting a certified, an accredited certification. In fact, that is another basic difference, that SEC level, SEC examinations are pegged at level 3 in the Malta qualifications framework. So I'd better explain a bit this. So if a student sits for a SEC exam, Italian, French, German, any exam, and obtains a grade 1 to 5, which are the best 5 grades, he will be pegged at level 3 at MQF, Malta Qualifications Framework. If the student obtains a grade 6 or 7 at SEC, which are failing grades, he will be pegged at level 2. So we're saying that at level 1 and level 2, practically there is no accredited certification. Which means that if a student has studied Italian or French or German or Spanish for 5 years at secondary school, but fails to make the grade at SEC, it is as if he has never studied the language. He has nothing to show for what he has learned.
Whereas he may know quite a lot.
He might be very fluent in speaking, or he can understand practically everything in the language, but he's weak in writing. Now, that's very unfair, especially when a student decides not to continue with his studies and decides to find a job. And the first thing the employer will ask is, what certificates do you have to show? Now, these students might be very good in speaking Italian or French or German any language, but they do not have anything to show for it. Now, with this program, starting from level 1, the student will be given, in fact, the first cohort of students have already received the level 1 certificate in the skill obtained. So you might just get one skill. You might only pass the speaking exam or the listening exam. Well, you'll get a certificate that you have obtained that skill. That is your entitlement, and you'll get it.
That's pretty motivating, I would have thought.
It is. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had cases where students who were in Form 4 have asked the heads of school to change program and go to SPA classes, even though they are doing quite well in the language and they have a good chance of obtaining SEC. We did not accept this type of exchange because we believe that if you can get a level 3 certification in the language, it's better than having a level 2 certification. But students and parents are seeing the advantage of having certification even starting from level 1 and 2.
Perhaps it would be interesting to see whether it would be possible to change the SEC system
of teaching languages,
or am I being very difficult here?
No. you're looking at the future. In fact, in September 2016, so come next September, there should be the introduction at secondary schools, in all secondary schools, of the LOF program, the Learning Outcomes Framework program. Which, as you said, well, I am responsible for its implementation. And the LOF programs in foreign languages will be following this model. So the idea is to go in this direction now across the board for all students. But that's another topic. We might have another program on the Learning Outcomes Framework later on in the year.
When you were doing the pilot, it was still an experiment in a sense. So when you came to the end of that, were you able to look at it objectively and see whether things needed tweaking,
yes,
changes needed to be made?
In fact, throughout the whole year, I regularly met with the teachers who are teaching the SPA program. Even this year, I'm doing these types of evaluation meetings regularly with teachers of Italian, French, and German. And the feedback, every time the teachers gave me feedback during these meetings, we took action. For example, we have eliminated the half-yearly examinations and substituted the half-yearly examination with continuous assessment and self-assessment. Self-assessment, student self-assessment. Now, the teachers brought to our attention that the self-assessment sheet was not being too realistic, for the simple reason that students very often, because of self-esteem, used to say, for example,
Downgrade themselves.
They had to choose between I have reached the objective.
I love the. Right. I don't know whether I have it here.
And
actually,
we use the smileys. Yes, I think you have it. I probably have it here.
Listeners will be able to see it, but it's we can describe it to them because it's
in
really
fact,
sweet.
The students after each topic are being given a sheet, a self-evaluation sheet, where they have to indicate with the use of smileys whether they have reached the learning outcome, whether they still have difficulties in the learning outcome, or whether they have reached it. So, yes, I can. I still have difficulties. No, I cannot.
And the smiley says, yes, I can, obviously.
That's
and the flat mouth emoticon says, I still have difficulties. And the sad face says, no, I cannot.
That's right. Now, very often, most students said, no, I cannot. Even though, in reality, they did grasp the objective or reach the objective. So, on the suggestion of the teachers, we added another column, the teacher's column. So, after the student fills in his self-assessment, the teacher, on the basis of the classwork and the tasks done in class, gives her judgment for every student according to the learning outcomes. So, the parent will have a better picture of what the student is saying and what the teacher is saying. Okay, they might not agree, but in that case, the parent, and these situations did happen, the parent asked the teacher for an explanation. Why is my son saying he did not reach the outcome and you are saying he did reach it? And the teacher, in those circumstances, showed the work produced by the student to the parent and said, listen, look, the student did reach the outcome. Look at his work. It's all correct. Okay? So that is one thing we tweaked along the year. Another thing is the use of the program in itself. Because we started with, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 9 topics. And the teachers told us, listen, we'd appreciate if we have some more time for revision to make up for missed lessons, for example. So we eliminated one of the topics. We reduced the program to 8 topics so that the teachers will have a free hand and more breathing space where to work.
And this must have been quite an onerous task in the sense that you have to have an extra Italian or foreign language teacher if the lessons are going to be going on contemporaneously.
Well, those are timetable problems, which, to be honest, I did not
go into.
But I must say that in all schools, even in the church schools where the program is being implemented, the heads of school had no problem whatsoever in setting or sharing the lessons with the teachers they had on board. So till now, we did not need to employ more teachers. Probably in the future, there will be this need. But till now, it was not the case.
Because you're still dealing with a limited amount of children. The feedback that you got from the teachers, and the teachers that were doing the SEC and the teachers that were doing this program, what kind of feedback were you getting?
Okay, so, as I said, I met regularly with the teachers. Now, some of the teachers said that they have much more work to do with this program than with the SEC program, for the simple reason that they have no set textbook, so they have to prepare all the material themselves. However, they have found it very enriching to network with other teachers, even from different colleges and from different schools. In fact, this year, we have teachers in state schools working in pairs and in groups with teachers from state schools and church schools. So there's this networking going on between the teachers, sharing of material, sharing of resources, sharing of knowledge as well. Another thing teachers commented during evaluation meetings is that the self-evaluation sheets are quite demanding, time-consuming and demanding. However, they are very much appreciated by both the students and their parents. And in fact, they always commented it is worth continue doing, even though it is very time-consuming and sometimes laborious. They also commented very positively on the fact that they had no half-yearly examination. The reason being that not having the half-yearly examination gave some breathing space to the teachers, in the sense that if they realized that their students in class were not prepared, for example, for the introduction of a verb or a pronoun, they could afford postponing it to a later date. But had they had the half-yearly exam set in February, they couldn't have done that thing. So not having the half-yearly exam gave a free hand to the teachers to determine, to decide when and how to introduce the various topics in class according to the level of the students in their class. And this is very important, because what we want, what I want with this program, is to have an individualized, personalized form of teaching. You move according to the student's ability. We're used to having a system of one size fits all. You have a form one syllabus, you have a form two syllabus. Whatever your level in the language, you have to do the form two syllabus. Now, that does not work. And very often, it demotivates the students. Mm-hmm. It discourages them.
It's good for the ones who are naturally sort of bright.
The high flyers can move on.
Go anyway,
but the majority of students will not move on. That is why we are starting this program at form three level. Because they already had 2 years of learning the language, and over there you can already indicate, identify those students who did not grasp the basic concepts of the language. So they will never make it for SEC. They will never continue studying the language. Now, our objective is to have, if possible, all students having, first of all, some form of certification in a foreign language. Notwithstanding, it can be in level one, it can be at level two, it can be at level three. But their entitlement should be certified. And furthermore, we want to encourage students to continue studying languages even after secondary school. So we want to give them the love for languages. And that's a very important thing. Unfortunately, many of our students do not love the language they're studying at school. They're studying simply for the exam. Now, we want to give the students the love for languages. Because if you get this love for languages, you will continue studying the language, even informally. But the love of languages will remain, will be part and parcel
part
of
and
the individual.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank Dr. Mario Pach for coming to talk to us about this very important program, really interesting. I would have loved to have had these sort of self-assessment forms when my children were at school, because, you know, very often I think what they said and what the teacher said didn't match. I think it's a really excellent idea. And as the program goes on, we'll have you on the program again. Thank you so much,
Dr.
Pach.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
You've been listening to University Matters on Campus FM. Do join me again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.